Shkorchen for coming, just to continue some more in Yonav Deronogeya to every Yid, that they might come up a little bit more often, those that have interaction in the work field. These are halachas that Nogeya to everyone. There's an Isser for a Goy to learn Torah. One Sanhedrin says that a Goy that learns Torah is Chayiv Misa. He's allowed to learn Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, things that are Nogeya to him that he needs to know, those he's allowed to learn, and he really should learn them. He's Sifling Warren Makas, he's responsible to know them, to know about them. Also, we as Yidden are not allowed to teach Torah to Goyim. I think Warren Chagiga says in the second parak, Mishpatim Ba'yidom, that we're not allowed to make them aware of our Mishpatim, of the Torah. Tosas there in Chagiga asks, why do you need a Pasuk Drasha that Chazal tell us he can't be Moser Torah to Goyim, to teach Torah to Goyim? Goyim are not allowed to learn Torah. If you teach them, you open Lifnei Iver. That tells us this is Machalik, well, Lifnei Iver, because you machshel the Goy, and because he's not supposed to learn Torah himself, so teaching him is machshel him. So we have no need specific pasuk. Tosas says, well, Lifnei Iver doesn't always apply. It depends if it's Charavadinara, Treavadinara, so therefore we need a pasuk that even if there's no Lifnei Iver, he's still not allowed to teach Torah to Goyim. The getter of what Torah is also to teach the Goyim is not so clear. There's a lot written about it. Many tshuvas, Svarim, speak about this. Or Moshe himself, in his tshuva about it, says that the getter isn't so clear. There's those that want a taina, the Machadish, that perhaps is only on Torah Sheval Peh. It doesn't apply to Torah Shevichsav. Others say that it's pretty clear. It does apply to Torah Shevichsav too. Even in Torah Shevichsav, you could tie in based upon the Shulta Givurim in Avodah Zarah, that it's Mishpatim Bayudom. We can't teach them about our mitzvahs. So there's a tshuva from Rav Eliyahu Gutmacher, from the great Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, known for his Chidushim in the back of the Gemara. He has very, very choshev tshuvas. He wants to taina that to teach him the stories part, you know, the Bereishis part, the beginning of Shmos type part of is mutter. Just tell him, you know, stories, the history of the Jews, even though it's coming out of a Chumash. That really is all right to do. I'm mentioning this because once at a chavrusa, there was a goy that said, during lunch, let's learn Bible together. That's what he wanted to do, see what goy wanted to do during lunch. So he asked the shaila and asked Taka what he did. You know, he did the... to go and say no to him, he didn't want to, whatever, you know, under the circumstances, you have to be careful. But he did just the story parts, that's what he did. So, yeah, I want you to always ask your shaila, because the whole sugya of what's mutter or not, as the Moshe himself says, is not so clear. But just to give you some, you know, digmos, some minyan, some pratim, to know what the sugya is all about. There's even a famous tshuva from Akiva Eiger, to show how chomer it is not to teach Torah to a goy. He went to Taina, that even a goy who's omer l'hiskayer, that he's planning to be megayer, and the way the system works today, rightfully so today at least, is takes time. You know, it doesn't happen right away. Is he allowed to learn Torah during that time? And, you know, sometimes they're going to minyonim, they're coming to shirim, and you know, is he allowed to learn Torah? Are we allowed to teach him Torah? Rabbi Kagi says no. You know, you teach him just exactly what it says in Moran Yavamas, a few mitzvahs, chamuas, kalos, he's Magaya, that's it, but that he starts to know the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch before is wrong. The minig is not like that. The minig is like the Marsha in Shabbos, who Rick Vager is arguing on, and even Rick Vager's own Talmud, Eliyahu Gutmacher, says, you know, I don't want to argue with my Rebbe, but, you know, he said that Lamaisa. It's mutter, at least to a certain extent. So that's the issue of teaching Torah to Goyim. So the Turi Evan discusses, we're not allowed to initiate that we can't go and teach Torah to Goyim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where there is a goy who came to a shir, to a seder. So are you allowed to go and say, avoid at your Shabbos table? There happens to be a goy there or whatever. As long as you're not machaven to them, is all right. You know, there's been cases of janitors who would always come in for the Rav's drasha. And I think in Kansas City, the old janitor would do that once in a while. And so you're not machaven to them, so it's all right. But what happens if a goy asks you a question? You know, what are those fringes? You know, what's this on top of your head? What's this holiday about? He asks you questions. So, and we see that time in the mission towards the end of Avodah Zarah about where Gedolei Tanaim were asked questions and gave answers. Recall there were cases where there was whole discussions about it. Okay, that might have been a more serious event. That might have been a sakana for the Yidim, the different cases. But let's not go to that extreme. Just a regular guy just wants to know something. You know, what are you doing? So the Turi Evan says that it's mutter, that if it's done b'derech harai, and it's and just, you know, short to the point, just to answer the question, mishum darchei shalom, it's mutter. You don't have to get into a whole theological discussion until all different shitas and about nifutz lishma and avodas yad, and you know just tell them, just remind us of the mitzvahs of God, and we have it in us all the time. This is to, you know, that we fear the one above, and to remind, just tell them the kids are, once they start pushing you, they want to get more, then you have to know in a nice way, you know, to stop the conversation for many reasons. But just with Derek Harai, just to the point, just to tell him to answer it. And there's a Chivas Yad Eliyahu in the early Achonim from Lublin, the Friedrich Yad Eliyahu. He also says, Mishum Darchi Shalom, that'll be Mutter also. Just he says, Als Kiddush Hashem. They shouldn't think that we're doing things we don't even know why we're doing it. And you say, I don't know, or, you know, it's complicated. It's, you know, you have to give them, you know, they should see. They should see that. How special we treat our mitzvahs, and how we are aware of our connections, Ibn HaSholem, also making a Kiddush Hashem to them, and also be mutter. Again, I'm just giving Roshei Prakim sometimes. You have to know exactly how to deal with each situation, but these are just something to keep in mind. There's Rama, at the end of Hilchot Mezuzah, and it says that if a goy asks you for a mezuzah, and by the goy, mezuzah is a big segula, I had a Goyishan neighbor had his mezuzah on the door, and, you know, wanted to keep it up and everything. But he has mezuzah, so you're really supposed to try to get out of it. Don't give him mezuzah. You shouldn't be giving a goy kisvei kodesh. We're not sure how he's going to deal with it. He might tell me they bizayon, and we're not supposed to be giving mezuzahs to goyim. The Rama adds that it's mishum eva, then there are heterim. There's even a chazal about Rabbi Yudah Nasi giving a mezuzah to Antoninus, and so there are exceptions, but the Derech Klal, we don't do that. The poskim say, well, that's about mezuzah. What about stam svarim? And they say also svarim. Also, you shouldn't be giving svarim to goyim. Some even want to say that's when you're not to be moser divrei Torah to goyim. That's what it means. It's a physical divrei Torah. Being moser, you're giving them a sefer, a chumash. So there's different concerns. It's a harod of kedusha for the kisvei kodesh that could come to leidirei bizayon, and also we're helping them learn Torah. So then it gets into lifnei iver, not lifnei iver, and the whole sugya. So that's why we really try to we shouldn't be giving presents. We shouldn't be giving presents to goyim. I'm mentioning this also because once had a doctor that came to me and I said, I have a shalom bias issue. I have to ask you that another doctor friend, who owed a lot of akarsa tov to, and he knew that he's somewhat religious, a religious guy, he gave him a Bible, and he gave him a stone or something. He gave him a chumash, a Tanakh, an English one for a present. And he said, he came home and he told that to his wife. His wife was very upset that he shouldn't have done that. And so I told him in a nice way that your wife was really right. And that's not the ideal present to give to a goy. If you know he's going to, if Mishum Eva, you know, sometimes I've had cases where people are going and we're pushing Yidden, you know, where can I buy this? Can you buy me? Can you get this to me? You know, so you try to tell them where they could go, this and that. But you try not to be involved in giving them Kisvei Kodesh because they have no idea where it's going to end up. You know, there's a store towards downtown that sells random svarim that were found. They don't even sell to give it out for free on Saturday and Sunday. It's a whole store. I just saw it last week, and someone told me he goes there and there's plenty of Kisrei Kodesh that are there, and plenty of svarim, you know, that are there. And these are where the svarim ended up. You know, so even though maybe this, he might respect it. How do you know his son's going to respect it? His children are going to respect it, and whatever. So generally speaking, we don't give svarim. There's tshuvas about it, the Yad Eliyahu and the Netziv. It's interesting. There's a lot written about it. There's generally stories, you know, in recent history of giving Sifrei Torah to Goyisha leaders, which was done even earlier in history. One was given to President Truman. Another one was given also by the Israeli government to another official and everything. So it's, these are shalas that really need to be asked. Sometimes you have to do it. Mishim Darchei Shalom, it's expected or whatever. Talking to Sefer Torah, President Truman is in the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, which I saw with my own eyes. And so they are taking good care of it. It is open, which probably is not the best thing to keep it begoli open, you know. So like it's still, you know. But these, it's not the ideal to have to do this. Sometimes we need to do this. So these are again just some interesting halachas nagia to these in yonim. There's an issur of lo sochanim. The Gemara in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Erechin brings down that the issur of lo sochanim. There's many different Yisurim that come from Lo Sochanim. I'm concentrating on about giving presents. Chazal learning from the Gemara in the Gemara of Azar from Lo Sochanim that you're not allowed to give presents to Goyim. You shouldn't show them chen. And the Sefer Chinuch writes that the Torah wants that there should be a separation between us. We shouldn't just go and connect to them and be extra friendly with them and then be nishba from them. So we don't give them, you don't give them presents. And most poskim, even if they're not over the Avodah Zarah, even if it's a Muslim or whatever it might be, they're not over the Avodah Zarah, still the Issur of Lo Sochanim applies. The Rishonim bring down a Tosefta, that if it's Makiro, it's someone that you know, it's Mutter. Because then it's no longer a present, because you're getting something back from it. You're nice to him, he'll be nicer to you, he'll help you out. It's a neighbor, it's someone you know at work, someone you have interaction with. And the nicer you are to him, the nicer he is to you. That's the way it's human nature. So it's really not a present. You're really getting something from it. And that type of present to Makiro, in a way, it's mechira. In a way, you're getting your. It's an exchange for something. It's dafke matnas chinam legamrei. So therefore, that's usually what happens. You know, a person, you have a goy, you know, a birthday present, an anniversary, you just. Different presents that you want to give him, it's mutter, and same thing with holiday presents, which we'll discuss that in a second. You're going to get a holiday, but as far as the present part of it, if it's something that you know, you have interaction with, it's mutter. Also, Mishum Darkei Sholem is mutter. Sometimes it might not be someone you know, but under the circumstances, it's accepted that you give a present. There's a Gemara in the sixth parak of Erevin where. Rabban Gamliel was traveling, and there was a goy who was also with them, eventually joined them. And there is a whole thing, there was some bread there, there was a chashash of chamash olava Pesach, might have been mutterbah, no, whatever it was, they couldn't eat the bread, so he said, give it to the goy. So Tosas there asks, that what was the heter to give this bread that they found on the street, that Choshish that a yid wouldn't be able to eat that bread, what's the heter to give it to a goy? And you're going to say, maybe he knew him? You see clearly from the story that there's a goy that just came out of the blue. It was not a goy that they knew. That's part of the story, is the fact that he didn't, Gamliel knew his name, even though it was through, you know, like in Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, even though he never met him before. So he clearly did not know him. He wasn't mocking him. So Tosas there, it's truly not so clear from Tosas what he's saying, but from the Tosas of Rosh and others that you see what the Tosas means, Shem Tachi Shalom. That when you travel with someone, especially I guess in those days, you were on the wagon together, on a trip together, traveling together, it was accepted that, even though you don't know the person, you know, but you were nice to them, and you share things, and it's a Mishum Darchei Sholem, and proper etiquette. So this is also, in these type of cases, where it's the proper thing to do, to be nice to them, Everybody was thinking, says when you're traveling, sometimes they give you a snack on a plane, and you look, and you get it, and you say it's not kosher. You know, the type of peanuts or crackers were not kosher. So you could either just keep it and throw it out eventually, or whatever, give it to some goy you know, or maybe give it to the goy you're sitting next to. You never met this goy before. You know, the goy, you're nice, you have a nice chat with him, you should do that, but then, you know, by the way, Derech Agav, I was once on a plane, I was chatting with the goy next to me. And so, you know, we had a nice chat. Now we get back to do our own things. So I went and took out my Sefer, and he went and took out his Bible. He had a traveling Bible he took out, and he was going over his, he told me that he subs as a minister in a Beis Tifla or whatever. But, so even though you don't know him, you know, Tosos was saying, if you travel with him, it's kind of proper etiquette. You're nice to each other. I don't know if it means anything, maybe on a plane too. Just that Tosos came to my mind in that type of scenario. But where it's understood, it's like the proper thing to do is a Darche Shalom type thing, then it's no issue of Los Sochanim. You're not allowed to give a bracha to a goy if he's not in front of you. Sometimes you say, I want to bless a goy. You're not supposed to do that. That's why the poskim say that in Arachamons and benching, it's Kol HaMesubim Kan, it's, you know, everyone in this bias. You're not supposed to say that if there's a goy there. Not so clear if a goy is dafki eating with you, or just say there's goyim around. You know, some say if there's goyim in that room, so your bracha is going to everyone in that room. That's why you say you're supposed to say beferish that bracha is going on b'nei bris. You don't stam give brachas to goyim. Now, if it's darkei shalom, say for example, the Mishan Shvi says you're walking by a field and a goy is working on a field. It could be on Shabbos, it could be on Shemitah, meaning, you know, it's no issur for him. He's doing something which is mutter. You've got to give him a tzlacha. You know, it should be a good crop and everything. Okay, that's proper etiquette. When someone is on some, working on a project, and the proper thing is that you say you should be matzliach. You know, so a goy too. And so that case is mutter. It says there, if a yid is working on a field in Shviz, if a yid's working on Shabbos, you're not supposed to give him a bracha. But a goy is doing something which he's allowed to do, you give him a bracha. So in front of him is all right. So you tell a goy, have a safe trip, whatever it is. You know, that's interaction when you're talking to him. When he's not there in front of you, stamazay to go and give him a bracha, that you're not supposed to do. It's interesting, there's a tshuva from the Mari Bruna. So this is in the 1400s. From the early Achronim, right on the border of Achronim, Rishonim. Rambam quotes him all the time. So he writes over here, Pamachas, this is Mari Bruna, Simen Kuf Yud Beis. Pamachas, he was in the city of Regensburg. And he's walking on Shabbos. Ala Geshe, there's a bridge. And there were goyim that were fixing the Sidgi HaGesher, like they are in Park Heights now. They were fixing the bridge. There was a little broken. And he said, I told them that God should help you. Good health, euch. He said it. Says, I was walking with the Bachrim, and the stock would be. And they were like wondering, why are you giving a bracha, Shem Hashem, everything to the goyim. And he said, what's the problem? It's a fair submission, Gittin, that machzikin yedei goyim b'shviz. That doing shmita, you're allowed to give him a bracha. You're working on a bridge, you give him a bracha. He says, he asked his total tamidim what you're concerned why he said Hashem's name. He said, we see from the Gemara, you're allowed to even say Hashem's name when you're giving this bracha to goyim and everything. And then he goes on. He has a whole tshuva about how he was nice to the goyim. He gave this bracha to the goyim on his walking on Shabbos on this bridge. So that case is all right. There's also a discussion about davening for goyim. There's one lot of daven in your Shemoneh Esrei for a goy. We daven for Shlom HaMalchus and for the president, the Nasi, and things of that nature. We daven that's an Alta Minig in Klai Yisrael, that's also Mishim Darche Shalom, and it's for our trellis, for our sake, and we don't have a matzah of Yis Yisrael below. But say Stamaz a davening for independent Goy. See, if a Goy asks you, can you, daven for his relative who's sick, and daven for himself, he himself asks you, then you should. You should, keep him you can say in a little kind of sorrow, you don't have to put in your Shemun Esrei, you just, say Stamaday, Hashem help this Goy. You don't have to, whatever, that's, that's all considered tefillah, that's fine. The, if it's a Goy who you gain from, they talk about, can a ger daven for his parent? His parent who brought him to the world, although he's officially no longer related to him, is he allowed to go and daven for him if he's sick? Or say there's a Goy who helped you out, a Goy you have a karsa tov to. So they say you're allowed to daven. You're allowed to daven, and then the case for him, something for your karsa tov to, there was terelis you got from him. Or again, as I mentioned, the Goy asked you to, and in those cases are right. But stam is a davening for goyim, stam is a we don't do. Al this of lo sachanim, or perhaps other in yonim. The, we're allowed to give staka to goyim. So if they're collecting for, to help out, different goyim, whether it's in Africa and whatever it is, some disaster zone what happens, or this for some goyisha children, orphans, or whatever it might be, we're allowed to mishum darchei shalom, we're allowed to give to stakas, and certainly stakas that are tzeilas for yidden, that certainly is our right thing. The cancer society and the heart society, things of that nature, it's fine, and to donate things to. Donate clothes and everything. It's all for Mishum Darchei Shalom. We help them, they help us. Mishum Darchei Shalom. These things are all mutter. The now, when it comes to giving presents to Goyim, let me just, there's certain things you have to keep in mind. There's an issue of.
Can donations be done to Salvation Army or United Way, which are kind of church.
Even its religious connotation is something that is given, even though it's collected by religious people, is given to help out, and then it's all right. Even though you're worried there might be some missionary things happening with it, I guess I call it for Indian, but the pastor is, you're allowed to do it. It's fine. Okay, that's a whole separate figure. That gets into making a chavol and everything, so that's a separate, that's a more complicated figure. Maybe another shir, we'll get onto that. We'll see. That usually doesn't happen at work, does it? Or does happen at work. Okay. So we'll have to down on that. So now, there's an issue of Skarvet Varmasur, that you're not allowed to go and do business, sell things that are not kosher. There's an issue of schor devar masur. This is even things that are mutabana. There's an item that's treif. We're talking about isuri deraisa. Just a person, for example, a person is not allowed to own a treif butcher shop, even for not working there. If you own it, you're not allowed to own a Safeway because they're selling treif items, the treif meat and other treif products that they're selling. You're doing business with them. You're not allowed to do business with Devarim that are Surim Daraisa. Again, this is also a Mishnah Masechah Shvis and there's Sugyim Psachim. This is another, comes up here and there, and other Gemaras. And according to Tosus, and it seems to be Rovi Shonim, it's an Issa Daraisa. When I obey him, and the Shal will come up, and Issa Skar Devarim Surim, he would take it very seriously. Tosus says Daraisa. We have to be careful. We can't take it lightly. So people are very careful about basa b'cholov and a chazer for whatever reason. Everybody knows you can't be involved in that. But that really has nothing to do with even something that's just a trade piece of meat. a candy bar which is treif deraisa. And just because it doesn't have a hechsher, it might not mean it's treif deraisa. So, but assuming there's a candy bar, or a loaf of bread that has lard in it, or whatever it is, something which is treif deraisa, we're not allowed to go and sell and do business with. There are even persons who say you can't even work in a place that sells Isur Daraisa. Most argue that say that as long as you're not the owner, it's not a problem. Cooking and serving something which is treif deraisa, like being a waiter, a waitress in a treif restaurant, there's also a machlokis amongst the poskim. There's a tashbitz that really says it shouldn't be done. There's a marsha that seems to hold it's really mutter. And then also is, you know, not the lechatchila type of work for a nice Yiddish person to do, but if you own it, even though you're not directly involved, that's usher. To buy stocks in a in Safeway or some type of fund, whatever, which has many different things, restaurants in it, that already is not enough of an ownership to be considered in doing Sekhar Devar Masur.
What about a nurse feeding a patient or delivering Pesach?
Yeah, so that's very good. That's complicated. That involves with Isuri Hana, so I'm not going to get involved in that now. Now, let's just discuss the Sekhar Devar Masur. Yeah, okay, very good. So Chazal tell us if it's Nizdamulo, you're going fishing and you caught a catfish, so you didn't plan this out. And now you have you have something which is treif. You bought a cow and you shefted it, and lo and behold, it has a sirach and the long it's treif. So it is down below. So then you're allowed to go and sell it to a goy. Even then, there's certain things you try to sell it right away. You try not to keep it with you. We're afraid you might come to eat it and everything. And so there's the details that go into that too. So same thing here. It is down below. You got treif pretzels on a plane. You didn't plan it. That's not considered schor d'var masur. But giving a present is also considered business, as we just mentioned before. And that's why he's no issue of lo sachanim, because you're gaining something from it. So you want to give a present to a goy, and you want to buy something treif. You cannot buy something which is treif deraisa to give to him. You want to give him a nice treif turkey. You know, you cannot do that. I know there's a firm company in town that when they around on Thanksgiving, they would give all their goyish workers a turkey. They would buy a kosher turkey, even though it was extremely expensive. You know, they gave kosher turkeys to all the goyish workers. And it was a firm that was mostly goyish workers. It was owned by Yidden, but it was mainly goyish workers there. And, you know, because of this issur during Sekhar Devar Masur. So you want to give a present to a goy, it has to be something which is not treif deraisa. Then you would say, okay, so wine, you know, treif wine, stam yenim is only drabanan. So it's true, stam yenim is only drabanan, but stam yenim is asur ba'ana. So that makes it even worse. Even though there's kulas bismanenu, maybe it might not be so asur ba'ana bismanenu, because there's no kibas nisuch bismanenu. There's kulas in that, but, you know, it's mokum hefsid, there's certain heterim, but there's enough kosher wines available. I know I gave a nice bottle of kosher wine to a goy. He appreciated it. That you know, there's enough kosher wine, nice kosher wines today, that you don't have to rely on different coolers of treif wines. So that's something to be careful about during Sekhar Devar Masur. Yeah, and is Dan Malo a bottle of treif wine? Question is, I don't know if it behefs it or not, that, you know, to throw it out or spill it out, what to do with it. One should ask a shaila. But it's a shaila. Because Dam Yinam, Chazal tells us about now. Even though Ramah has coolers in it, that passes those coolers only when there's some type of hefsid or something. It's that's the question is how to deal with that. We're allowed to go and give a goy a gift card to a treif restaurant. It's not considered giving him something treif. Maybe he'll just get the French fries and a lot of Coke and salad and whatever it is. And, you know, on his own, he'll go and buy the treif stuff. But that's not considered to take a goy out to a treif restaurant. Obviously, you're not going to eat, but, you know, you want to take some people out and everything. That's a problem. You're giving it as a present. You're buying the treif food. It gets a little complicated where to draw the line when it's considered. You're buying it. Sometimes there are cases where the boss, one's boss told him, that you go and buy the food for the buy the food for the firm, and you and I'll pay you back. You know, so you put on your credit card to pay you back, or they give you he gives you his credit card. So there's a lot of shawls that I want to get into. A lot of very docketic shawls. When is it considered you're doing skarad varma sur or not, or you're doing it in someone else's account, or whatever it might be, or where to draw the line over there? So, but this is a very chomedic issue, which by the way, a lot of people are not aware of. They think as long as it's not chazer, it's not pasul b'cholov, then everything is fine. But it's a chashash deraisa here. A serious chashash deraisa of doing schara, bit of arma serum.
What do all of the nursing
homes do? Yes. Okay, I'm not going to, that's complicated. I'm not going to do that.
You know, outside of wine, it actually has to be an issue deraisa.
I'm sorry, what?
Outside of wine, it actually has to be
an issue deraisa. If something's just an issue derabanan, then it's fine. So right, there are those that own vending machines. And they can't sell treif sandwiches, but they do sell treif candy bars because they verified through someone involved in Hashkafa that all those treif ingredients there, it's all just drabanans. There's things that are not real achila or whatever it is. So, you know, that's we have to make sure that it's only a drabanan.
What is the daraisa of doing business with Bar Pasuk?
Yeah, so Chazal and Gemurim Kosha Darshan from a Pasuk. We also have to be careful that when you deal with non-firm people buying them something which is treif and giving these things which is treif, even though they have no shaychus to Yiddishkeit, al pi shechato Yisraelu, and we're not allowed to go and be machshel him in giving things that are treif, which gets in the whole very difficult sugya of lifnei iver and misayeya and so on and so forth, and that's something also to keep in mind. Now, as far as giving holiday presents, this is not a new shaila. The Truma Sedeshin spoke about giving New Year's presents to goyim, and in that truvi also discusses katzmich too. But it's brought down, the Ramah brings it down in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Lagavi and New Year's presents. Derech Agav, it brings down there that why would they give? Why do goyim believe in New Year's presents? Because it's a siman tov. I mean, they took their simonim concept of siman tov from us, you know, and that's why I don't know if they had that cheshbon today, but that's originally why they did it. You know, it's a siman tov. The Ramah says that it's mutter, and there's like an issue of Ava, where they're expecting it, you know, and that's what's done. So it's mutter. He recommends, based upon the tradition, not to give it on New Year's itself, on the holiday itself. There's a chashash, they might be motivated to the Avodah Zarah and this and that. So, but you give it before, which is usually done anyways. It's usually, he's given pre-holiday presents. And so then it's not given on the holiday itself, then it's mutter. If you're asked to be mishtatef in it, then again, all these things are mutter under the circumstances. It's mutter, there's no issue of Ma'an Neschinam, no issue, no Avodah Zarah issue by these things. And Mishum, Dachi Shalom, Chashash Eva, we're allowed to do it. You're allowed to wish a goy a happy holiday. It's also, the Ma speaks about this, that, there's also an issue of Eva that one has to be very careful about. Not to, and the Chazon Ish writes that Eva is not just a heter. And you say, okay, it's Mishum Eva, I'm allowed to do it. It says, Eva is really, we're not supposed to cause Eva. Although we're supposed to have a Havdolah Ben Yisrael La'amim and show them that we're different and act differently and do our mitzvahs regardless, but to be ma'orer an Eva when not necessary, we're not supposed to do. And if Eva is a sensitive topic, one has to be careful about it. So you can't wish, happy holiday. You have to give them a whole bracha and everything, but just... But just to go and wish him a happy holiday is it's fine.
Actual holiday.
I mean, if you could just think of a holiday, you can't. Fine. If you really think you need to say more, then if that's necessary, then it's all right too.
Married.
Yeah. It's somewhere in Yonim.
I mean, if you're buying it, something that's
treif
deraisa, that's also
deraisa. And you shouldn't be mishtatish in it, yeah. There's an issur of Gezel Akum. the Rambam and Parshas Shulchan Aruch is that it's an issur deraisa. It's not so clear what the exact pasuk is that we learn that it's deraisa by goyim, but there's an issur deraisa of gezel akum, and it has an added chomer to it that it causes a tremendous chil Hashem, which Nebuch we are exposed to. That and the based upon a Yam Shoshama, the Chacham Tzvi writes that I guess we don't Darish time in the Krah, but we're not supposed to steal from Goyim. Yigadon, is it Be'etzim and Isser, meaning that their Mammon is their Mammon and there's an Isser Geneva? That could also be true. We could be choker about this. Not that it's a big nafkamina at the end of the day, but also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us not to get used to doing things that are wrong. Imagine if Gezel Akum would be mutter, then we would get used to it and be very hard to not be careful in Gezel Yisrael. And that's why a lot of times you have these legal chaps that legal loopholes. That perhaps by the letter of the law, by Choshen Mishpat, there might be mutter, but it's not good for our midos. It gets you used to the cheshek from mammon, and once you start doing legal chops, that leads to illegal chops, and it's something to be very careful about. There's a very important Rambam in the Trof Perik of Maseches Kalim. There's Derech Agav there discussing something which is a makabel tuma that are used by robbers to steal, how to steal things and hollow things and steal things. The Rambam there writes how careful you have to be about Gezel Akum, about chaps and things like that, because it just is, besides the etz and isser, it also it just wears down our midas of integrity, our level of integrity. It's interesting, like there's no isser lashon hara by goyim. There's not reyacha, and there's no isser achicha, there's no isser lashon hara by goyim. But there's an orchas chaim of the Rush that he writes, you should not say lashon hara on any bria. So the Mefarshim on the Orchas Chaim Rosh Dan, and then why do you Mechara, any Bria, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara on Goyim. Look in the Chavetz Chaim on, Goyim is Mutter. So they learn, and they bring a Raya, there's a Radal in the Medrash, that also learns it from a Medrash. The same thing, is it Mutter? Yes, it's Mutter. Is a good thing to get used to, and you sit down and start sitting down with a goy at work and just talking Lashon Hara about some other goy at work, it's not good. It's a certain geschmack in Lashon Hara that when it's finally fine and smutter, you get a geschmack out of it. But it's not usher, but one has to be very careful that it brings a taiva, it's more the taiva, it wears away at our proper midas, and it could lead to being over on really serum. So is this sort of a Gezel Akum? And even Parchav Shavar Puta, and especially the Gemara says Goyim are Makbid unless on Parchav Shavar Puta. So it's not just the Isser of Chatzi Shir, there's a Betzim Isser, there's still even a lesson of Shavar Puta. And this includes stealing from corporations, which although there's a whole Diyan, what type of entity is a corporation, is there entity or not, but we hold that there is an Isser of Gezel by that. And there's also obviously issues of Dina Mechusa Dina, which is a Deraisa. So basically, we're not allowed to steal from Goyim. Things that are not Makbid, you show me that we show them learn, that if there's something which people are not Makbid on, then then there's no Isser. Something in the street which is, people not Makbid, in something that's that is such so minute or it's such an enormous amount of it is available, abundance. So if it's known that when there's no hakpat on it, then it's fine. Afal Pekin, the Yerushalmi still says it's not recommended because there's different svaras why the Yerushalmi said, like there's a midas chasidus, not even take something which one is not makbid on, which the other party is not makbid on. And one of the svaras given, again, is that it's not good for your midas. You start taking things that are all the freebies. You're used to taking freebies, things that are not, it's not good for your midas. And then you end up taking things that never are mamish asur. But this is very common by you're working in an office and you using the fax and using different things, and you're making phone calls, whatever, which might cost some money, and depending on how much are they marked, not marked, taking paper clips and pens and paper and envelopes. So I call this I call it the Indian. That if it's something which is accepted that there's no akpada, then it's all right. Now you have to be careful. You know, sometimes there are things that everybody does, but that's not a raya that the owner is not makbid. Maybe he can't stop it. It's not worth his time to stop, but he really is unhappy about it. That doesn't necessarily make it mutter. And so one has to be careful about that. But there are certain things which is kind of understood that, you know, that's certainly in a small amount of time, just one thing, you know, that they're not makbid. And those type of things is mutter. Besides regular gezel, there's gezel of items. There's also a concept of stealing time. If one is paid to do something, and during that time that you're paid to do it, you're doing something. You're not working. You're on the phone. You're looking up something on the internet and paying your bills, whatever. Then that is that's considered stealing. And again, here it also, you know, depends on, you know, what are they makbid. There's a short little thing, you should have a little short little chat, and taking these little breaks, even outside of the lunch break, you know, depending on what's considered accepted in that particular field. And that also you have to be careful, what's done or what's accepted to be all right. Sometimes there's a thin line between that. So, about call if you're Indian, you're not expected to be a robot, and, you know, and you're allowed to have little breaks here and there, whatever, but it's, but one has to be careful about that. There's even a chiddush lahalacha in the Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim is not known as a halacha sefer, but Rav Chaskel Sarna, so Tzal points out in his iyunim on Mesilas Yesharim that the Ramchal is telling us a chiddush and halacha. Ramchal, when he speaks about how careful one has to be in integrity and nikiyus and everything, he says, if a person does a mitzvah, for example, they take lulav on work time, there's a din of a lulav hagazel, and they're not yotze. You could dine on that on pi halacha, whether it's not in the chepsa, it's in the, okay, you could dine on it on pi halacha. But he was seen to say it. He wasn't. Vasil Shalom doesn't exaggerate. He seemed to say lalacha, a din of a lulav hagazel. Mitzvahs that are done, you know, learning or whatever, it's done on work time when one's not supposed to. Then one has to be careful about that. You know, a lot of times, Baruch Hashem, Yidden are smart and good workers, and we tend to finish things earlier than expected, and we're given a set time to do something, and we finish. You have a goyim are expected to take 5 hours in this, and the Yid finishes in 3 hours, and what is he supposed to do with the rest of his time? Okay, you know, if he still has to be there at work. Okay, so you find something constructive to do, and talk it to learn a little bit during that time, whatever, as long as it doesn't Tazachil Hashem, and you've done the work, and the quality work is supposed to be done, then it's all right. But all these are kol lafi inyan, and one has to know how to balance these things out. Davening, especially in the winter time when it comes davening mincha, so you try to make sure to do that during your lunch break. If you're not able to do that, it's not this man mincha yet, or it's not practical. Then you have to daven, but you have to either make up that time or see if your boss is makbid or not. You know, in those 10 minutes that took whatever to daven. As far as going to a minyan, obviously the ideal is to be able to during a lunch break go to a minyan and daven with a minyan. That's certainly a chashuv thing to do. Sometimes it's not practical to do, or it's going to take up too much time. Sometimes it's going to make a person have to stay later, and it'll affect coming home later and be hard on the family. These are shilas that one has to ask how to balance things out. Sometimes it's not all or nothing. You daven with the minyan on Sheni V'Chamishi. Other days you don't. Once a week, twice a week, you know, sometimes you do that. No one person had a shila. If he gets to work early, so he gets a very close parking spot. If he were to leave to daven mincha, then he'll have to end up parking really far away. He worked for a very large firm. The shah didn't come to me. It came to another Rav in town. And You know, so also, you know, what's the, you know, is it mechuyev to go through that amount of tircha, you know, and time, and it might involve some money too sometimes, and having to pay for parking, whatever it is. So these are shailos that one should ask to know how to apply. It's always an issue of at these minyanim, should you daven a full chazar shashat, should you daven a hechlik kedusha, and again, it's a kol avinyan, it kind of depends. The ideal is to daven a full fledged chazar shashat, and as I mentioned in shul a couple of weeks ago, that these minyanim, one should really daven. You have able to talk to Yibon HaShom in the middle of a workday, dealing with goyim and dealing with the gashmias, and be able to relate to Yibon HaShom, and once you really daven and daven well, and although one's under pressure to get back and everything, but to try to take the most take advantage of the special mincha in the middle of the day. There's a lot of shalom involving chakras and mishayake, which I'm not going to, that's beyond the scope of this shir. Shalom always comes up about using sick days for vacation, and to my knowledge, it's pashas, it should be usher to, you know, it, you know, seems to be that they're makta, that you really have to be sick. Another question is how sick, headache, a little, the big toe hurt or not, you know, people like try to, just had this past week, someone, they weren't even asking me about that. That they assumed they were sick enough for that. They asked me some other shaila. So I, okay, you have to balance, you know, if you have to know how to apply that, but just to freely use sick days, for Yom Tovim and things like that, and for vacation days, it makes it very hard. It's an Nisayon. It's an Nisayon. It is, you know, a person has all these sick days, and meanwhile you're taking off for Yontiv, and it's wearing away at one's vacation, and so one's paid vacation is an Nisayon, but at the same time, we have to be careful. You know, we have to be careful about Gezel Akum. There's a smog that says that Gezel Akum is Asur, even if the Goy is being Mitzaryu. It doesn't seem to be such a big Kiddush, you know, but it's two wrongs don't make a right. And just because the Goy is not nice with you doesn't mean you could steal from him. There's a famous Be'er Gola. In fact, there's like two or three Be'er Golas in Choshen Mishpat, where the Be'er Gola who, talking about early Achron, the Be'er Gola seemed to be the first Litvish Agadol. I gave a hesped in Rabbi Yoshev. I said he's probably the last Litvish Agadol, you know, going post-Sek Hador. But the first was the Be'er Gola. And this is in the late 1500s. He moved to, he was in Lita, the Ramah was in Poland, but he was the first Litvish Agadol. And so he always writes not to take advantage of Toas Akum and not to take advantage of Goyim and be very careful about it. And he's seen Gevirim that made it big because of legal Toas Akum, and they lost all the money. And he seems to be very sensitive about Goyim. So someone pointed out, and I talk a read up on it in a history book, that the Be'er Gola was chased by Goyim. His house was, I think, burnt down by Goyim. He had to run away from Lita. he had a very difficult life in his interaction with Goyim, you know, which is very common in that Tekufa and throughout Europe. So it's not like he lived in a nice house and the Goyim, you know, and he's being so nice to Goyim. He's telling you to be careful about interaction with Goyim, even though he suffered and he lost so much from Goyim. I think some of his seven were burnt by Goyim. I mean, it's, you know, he suffered from Goyim. You know, and Afal Pikein, he said over and over how careful you have to be to, you know, and not to steal from Goyim and take advantage of Goyim, not to cause a chil Hashem. So it's something that, you know, that we have to keep in mind.